from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The Miami Dolphins have to be favored. They were right on the brink last year. Tua Tagovailoa, the top five quarterback. You got Tyreek Hill, Jaylen Waddle, and OBJ at wide receiver. This team is stacked and built to not just beat the Bills, but also go far into the playoffs. Did an amazing job of retooling their defensive pass rush this year, having Bradley Chubb, Jalen Phillips coming off injury. They signed Shaquille Barrett, and then they drafted Chop Robinson from Penn State so he can grow and develop behind those guys. I think the Dolphins have done an amazing job quietly of putting themselves in a great position to go on a nice playoff run.
Okay, so that's Robert Griffin III. There's been a couple of ESPN clips in the last day that have really triggered me. This one might not do it to the same extent as the Allen turnover nonsense has. But, I don't know, man. What in the world have the Dolphins done this offseason that would make anybody think that they're capable or about to go on some deep playoff run? What? They have lost. I'm trying to pull up. Eric Eager had earlier in the offseason, before I believe he... Oh, no, it wasn't Eric Eager. It was Kevin Cole. Kevin Cole from Expected Points. He had a chart. It was EPA won or gained or lost in your offseason. Who lost the most? Trying to compute, who lost the most, who gained the most. And the Bills were one of the teams that had lost the most with EPA. Expected points lost. The Ravens were by far the worst. The Ravens quietly had more subtractions this offseason than any team in the league, and it was double any team in the league. The Ravens were so far and away last in this, which is why I'm very, I want to say very low on the Ravens. I think they're a playoff team. I think they'll compete for the division. But anyone on these networks that says the Bills' window is closing because they lost some pieces in their offseason, most of which, by the way, were guys that mattered more to them 3 years ago than did last year. Tre'Davious White was not on the field last year. Jordan Poyer and Micah Hyde were average safeties last year. Gabe Davis and Stephon Diggs let them down in the final 8 games of the year, or at least saw a big decrease in their numbers. That could be Joe Brady. But, those guys mattered. They were big names. But especially the defensive pieces, just these guys were not elite players anymore. Baltimore lost. They lost guys, and they lost them in volume. But near the Bills in that list was Miami. Like, Miami lost pieces, and they added some too, but they were more veteran, cheap guys. Like, they brought in Jordan Poyer, right? And they brought in Calais Campbell on a small deal to fill in until Jalen Phillips eventually gets back, which, who knows when that be. Shaq Barrett, same thing, like a cheap veteran, kind of past his prime, but maybe can still give them a little bit, free agent signing, but impact players, like, they didn't do that. They lost Robert Hunt, their best interior lineman. He got way too much money in Carolina. I mean, $100 million for a guard. I don't know. I wouldn't have done that, but they lost him. So, where are the Dolphins at? I think they're the same team. I think they're the same team. The difference might be they don't have their best pass rusher going into this into the year. And if they're the same team, well, what were they? They beat up on the worst teams in the league constantly, would smoke the bad teams, and could not beat the good teams. What were they, like 1-7, 1-6 against playoff teams last year? Maybe it was 1-7 if you included the playoffs. They get to the playoffs, and the big criticism about them was, well, Tua's arm strength, and once the weather gets a little bit more frigid, what do? Well, they rely on their quarterback less and less and less as the season progresses. And that's exactly what happened last year. The Dolphins, for all the talk that the Bills got more run heavy, the Dolphins, by Ben Baldwin's numbers and his neutral situation pass rate, the Dolphins, in the first 10 games, were the fourth pass-happiest team in the league. And the rest of the way, they were 26th. You think the Bills started running the ball more? The Dolphins had to run it more and more and more. And then they got to play the Chiefs, and it came time for their quarterback to put on the long sleeves and go out into the 0 degree frigid temperatures and go battle Patrick Mahomes. And what did their quarterback do? Their quarterback dumped the ball off on a 4th and 12. 8 yards short of the sticks. That's what their quarterback did. How in the world are you supposed to trust that guy to go deep in the playoffs? I don't doubt they'll win games. I think they'll definitely win games. I think they'll be competing for the playoffs, and they'll probably be competing for the division, but I wouldn't pick them to win it, and I wouldn't pick them to win any playoff games unless they're hosting, because I don't think that quarterback is someone that can take you. He has limitations that I think you can only hide for so long. As a season progresses, this is kind of what happened last year, I think. Mike McDaniel had the perfect plan for Tua. The perfect plan for Tua. And it was working to a T, except when they played the Bills. The Bills knew the answer, and they stifled them in week 3. Otherwise, first half of the year, McDaniel had it. He knew exactly what to do to get the most out of Tua. And then, look at the good teams and what they did defensively against the Dolphins second half of the year and in the playoffs. Oh, they knew how to stop it. They figured it out. They figured it out. And what's your counterpunch? And McDaniel's got to find out what that counterpunch is. But can you do it for a whole year? Because as more and more tape gets out on you, you become easier to defend. At least your plan A becomes easier to defend. What's your plan B? And that quarterback, I don't know if you can have a plan B with him. There's only so much you can do with a quarterback that can't throw to many parts of the field. There's many throws he can't make because the ball velocity is not there. And there's routes you can't even try because he's not even allowed to hold on to the ball for more than 3 seconds because he'll get hit and he'll get hurt. They have a cap. They have a limitation. And it, to me, stops short of deep playoff run. I'm not a believer in the Jets either because I don't think Rodgers will stay healthy. But I will far more quickly get to the Jets have the possibility of going in a deep playoff run than Miami does. The Jets, it's easy. It's not easy, but it's simple. Rodgers just has to stay healthy and be any form of what he was in Green Bay. That's pretty much it. If they do that, they have the ability to go deep. Because the line is improved. That's another, like, what if they got to stay healthy because they brought in some injury-prone guys. But the line's better. The defense is elite. They have a stud number one receiver. Mike Williams is a good idea as a number two, better than they had had. Breece Hall is a star running back. So it's just the quarterback. If Rodgers is good, then the Jets will be great. And I don't know what their limitations would be. Depends. We'll have to see what we get from Rodgers. I don't want to just, you know, 41 years old, Achilles injury. He could be a guy where they have to throw the ball within 3 seconds because they're scared of him getting hit. That's one thing about Joe Brady that there's just no excuse. You know, even though, like, where are we going to end up on him after a year? He's not getting fired during the season, right? Like, even if fans are unhappy with the job he's done or the Bills aren't scoring points and it just looks constipated like it did last year under Ken Dorsey, it's his first full year. Like, they're not doing that again. They're not firing another offensive coordinator in back-to-back seasons, even if it went really poorly. Brady, I think, does have a built-in excuse that will protect him, one, from being fired, for sure, and two, I think, from the fans' wrath. There's always going to be people that want to blame the offensive coordinator because everyone thinks they're a play caller. And I'm guilty of that, too. Everybody thinks they're a play caller. We had, you know, very few calls, but there were a select few that I remember would want to call in and say that Brian Daboll should be fired. Again, that was a very small minority, I'm sure. But every coordinator is going to get some criticism. So Brady's going to get that. But for the masses, I think he has a built-in excuse. If it's not going well for him and for the offense, I think the finger gets pointed at the roster quicker than it would be pointed at the offensive coordinator. I can just see it now where the year, maybe it's going fine, maybe it's going somewhat similar to last year. Maybe they're 7-5 and they're 9th in offense, total offense, which is far below expectation for a quarterback with a team that's led by Josh Allen, by the way.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
9th is not good enough. So, and that's about probably what they were last year with Dorsey. And we all knew it wasn't good enough because you can be first, you can be second, you should be. So, if the season starts going like that, where does the finger get pointed? I mean, unless some receiver like Coleman, no, I don't even know if it matters. It would have to be that position. It's not going to be Allen. And the line, even if the line like got banged up or McGovern just can't play center, you know, like hasn't done it since college, and you know, he's almost like a rookie in that way. He grew up playing center and says he can play center and did so in college, but the guy hasn't done it in the NFL. So in some ways, he's a rookie center. And McGovern, I think, will be fine, but I don't know. Between him and David Edwards next to him, like, is the line not performing? Does Spencer Brown revert to what he was? Like, I can't even get there with the line would ever be the reason that we're mad about the offense, because even if everything was going wrong, Allen is the great neutralizer with that. He's just too good at avoiding sacks for that to ever be the thing that sinks the Bills. At this present moment, with his athleticism the way it is, line is not going to be the biggest problem that sinks them. I can't believe it. I think Allen's too good at avoiding sacks, even if the guys got through. But receiver can do it. Guys not being open down the field, guys not catching the football, players playing in roles that maybe they shouldn't be. If the offense isn't going the way we want it, will it be pointed at Bean, or will it just be pointed at the receivers? Will there be an understanding of why it's happening? Brady, I think, would skate in many areas, because I can just see now the take of, well, what is he supposed to do? We all know what this receiver core is, right? What's he supposed to do with, you know, three guys that all probably are at their best playing in the slot? That's the thing about their offense right now, about the roster they've built, the skill sets that they have, that is maybe most concerning. Like, I think they could be okay. I think Coleman could be fine playing outside at the X. I think Curtis Samuel will be good playing the Stephon Diggs role as the Z receiver. Off the line of scrimmage, you know, pre-snap motion, often lining up on the outside. I think Samuel will be good in that role. And I think Shakir will be good in his slot role. Like, I think there can be optimism. But you do, if you look at it a different way, and this will be the negative way, you have three guys, Coleman, Shakir, Samuel, and lump in Kincaid, and even Knox if you want for this. Your five weapons that you've invested the most in all are at their best in the slot or running in the middle of the field. That's the offense they currently have. All of their five most invested in weapons all win in the same area of the field. Coleman is a zone beater. You look at his where he won at Florida State, where he got open, where he caught the ball. Coleman's highlight reel plays often are going to be man coverage plays where a guy's draped all over him and he goes up over him and makes the catch. But the areas that he gets open the most is zone coverage. And I think that's part of the reason why a lot of draft evaluators, in the media at least, think he's at his best as a big slot player. Matt Waldman yesterday on Chopin the Bulldog comparing him to Anquan Boldin. That is what some see as Coleman's best spot. Shakir, Matt Harmon from Yahoo yesterday wrote about all the Bills' weapons, how it kind of shakes out. And Harmon wrote about Shakir. He called him a mostly slot player, but not an only slot player. So kind of like Samuel for that. I think he can succeed in other spots. But I don't think anybody would dispute that if you want Khalil Shakir at his best, He's doing that in the slot. And Samuel is kind of the same thing, where you look at his career track record, where he plays the most, where he's put up the most production, mostly because he's played it the most, I know, so it's a volume thing, but it's also in the slot. And Kincaid, PFF had this, that Kincaid ran 60% of his routes as a tight end from slot receiver. Highest rate in the league. Highest rate in the league. So, I feel like I got four guys that all do their thing the best when they're all playing kind of the same spot. But I gotta have a couple of them move. I've gotta have Samuel be able to play on the outside. I've gotta have Coleman be able to play that Gabe Davis X role. I've gotta have Kincaid be able to play as an inline tight end, which, by the way, I do think he can do. I was looking up on Twitter from some of my own tweets during the season, because I remember Kincaid having a couple of blocks that were just... There was a block in the Denver game. It was the play where James Cook kind of ran up the middle and had a big hole, and a guy knocked the ball out, and the ball bounced right back up to James Cook, and Cook went off for like 40, 50 yards. That play, everyone was focused on Cook because not only did he have a big run, but he dropped the ball and it bounced right back up to him. If you ever go back and watch that highlight, watch Kincaid on that play. He sends one of the Broncos' safeties into the shadow realm. He puts this guy into the ground like he is Triple H in the WWE, like putting a guy through the ring. There was another one on another big play, Shakir's 80-yard touchdown against the Jets. Go watch that highlight back. Kincaid, who's lined up at tight end on the play, he hits his block off the line, and then runs down the field after Shakir and takes out not one, not two, but three Jet defenders at the 10-yard line with like a spin block. So, I don't know. PFF liked him as a blocker. His grade there was fine. I think Kincaid is the one I would trust the most to be, okay, yeah, you played 60% of your routes out of the slot last year. I don't need that to be that high. You want it to be 30, and the rest of it you're playing as a normal tight end? I think that's fine. I think Kincaid's a normal tight end. I didn't see this, you know, grave concern that, oh no, he can't hold a block. Jimmy Graham, wasn't that a thing about Jimmy Graham back in the day in New Orleans? That he's not even like a real tight end because they just never, ever have Jimmy Graham block because he's so bad at it. That to me is not Kincaid. I'm not saying he's George Kittle, like one of the best in the league, but I didn't see anybody complain too much about that last year. So Kincaid, I think, is the one most natural. Just play him a tight end. That's it. Just play him a tight end, Joe Brady, and you're good. And Samuel, I think you could just play him at the Z, and I think he'll probably just be good. Coleman is the big question mark. Not just because he's a rookie, even, but it's because so many people think the spot he's best at is not where the Bills plan to play him. And if he can't play that spot, well, then I got Marquez Valdes-Scantling on the field a lot, or I got Mac Hollins on the field a lot, or, you know, if he can keep his head on straight, maybe I have Chase Claypool on the field a lot. Coleman and the rest of the Bills rookies will report to training camp today. And I assume that means St. John Fisher. I don't know if they're ready to go there. I don't know if do they report here at the Bills facilities. It's a good question. I should text Sal and ask, because I'm not sure what the answer to that question is. Bills training camp a week from tomorrow at St. John Fisher. Open championship this week as well. Tiger Woods got into it with Colin Montgomery a little bit. Read that quote for you if you missed it, coming back. And we talked a lot last week with Sal, a couple of rants about the U.S. soccer manager job. A very quick update when we come back, because Jurgen Klopp was my dream idea. They fired Berhalter. That was what I wanted. The guy that was running things, it was so bad at his job, Greg Berhalter, they got rid of him. Okay, happy day. Now it's, okay, let me fire up my unrealistic hope that they're going to land some world-class soccer manager to coach the U.S. team. And that seemed like that wasn't going well until yesterday. So I got a quick update on that story that I've got a very quick opinion on. But I would like your phone calls, 803-0550 on Joe Brady. Like, is he not going to get a lot of the blame this year if the offense doesn't go well? Because I feel like Bean slash just the receiver core being the state that it's in is going to be the first place that blame gets thrown. 803-0550 is the phone number. Jody Biasi and Nate Geary had to duck out. Jeremy White will be back next week for Bills training camp. So stay tuned. Looking for your phone calls here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.